This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Folks, we've got some breaking news.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
All right, rip up the rest of the show. Terry McLaurin has signed with the Washington Commanders. The team and Terry McLaurin have reached an agreement in principle on a three-year, $96 million contract. According to Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, folks, it is over. Terry McLaurin will return to the Washington Command week one, validating the lack of worry we saw from everybody along the way. You think about how little concern Terry showed. He was on the sideline joking around with Jaden, with Josh Harris along the way. He was at the preseason game on Saturday, and now Terry McLaurin has signed a three-year extension to remain in Washington with the Commanders. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The number is $96 million. We're going to need to learn more about this deal, and obviously we'll learn a lot more. They'll file it with the league probably 2 days from now. So on Wednesday's show, we'll have the final details, the final numbers. But for now, I think the sigh of relief everybody was waiting for in D.C., Terry McLaurin has signed a contract. He has ended his holdout, ended his hold in. He's not holding anymore. He is holding court in Washington this season, where he'll be wide receiver one for the Washington Commanders. A huge sigh of relief for Jaden Daniels, for Cliff Kingsbury, for this offense. And now when they hit the practice field tomorrow, they'll have the whole 53. They'll be ready to go. They'll be it'll be the whole team. It'll be a whole team ready to get ready for the New York Giants and ready to play in that season opener, which you'll hear, of course, on your home of the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan. So we've got breaking news this morning out of Ashburn. It's Terry McLaurin inking a deal. Everybody said this would get done. Don't worry about it. I was nervous at how not nervous everybody was, but here we are at the finish line, and the deal gets done. Who wins, who loses? It very much remains to be seen. We'll need to see the structure of the contract. How long is it guaranteed for, right? There are ways to get to $96 million that don't involve Terry McLaurin getting $96 million. Everybody understands that the details will be the structure. On a pure average basis, it's $32 million a year. That's the DK Metcalf contract. That's what he was asking for. I would imagine in reality it's going to be two guaranteed lesser years and then 1 year at 40 or a higher number at the end that is not guaranteed that will be the team's option to pick up or not pick up. And, you know, Terry turns 30, early in this season between week one and week two, I believe. And so age is a big factor here, right? You know, in terms of not wanting to guarantee multiple years. We'll see how many of these years are guaranteed. We'll see where this lands. All the hand-wringing, all the nervousness, all the stress, all for nothing. In the end, Terry McLaurin ultimately agrees to sign with the Washington Commanders, 3-year extension. He'll be in uniform week one. I love that he'll be in uniform week one because I love these other 3-year extension because it eliminates any doubt about whether or not he'll be able to go. If he's able to play, he'll play. There's no thought of holding back, holding out for injury, holding on to protect his future earnings potential. It's all in D.C. And as you know, as we know, Terry McLaurin, such an integral part of this team, of this community, such an integral part of why a lot of us came back onto the bandwagon over the last few years. And certainly the ownership change being number one on that list, Jaden Daniels number two on that list. I think for a lot of people, Terry McLaurin is number three on that list. He's a guy who people have fallen in love with. He's done great things for the community. He's been a fantastic football player. He's made some great catches. He has excelled in big moments. Touchdown catches in the playoffs last year, very indicative of how clutch Terry McLaurin has been for the Washington Commanders. So we said we're going to talk college football. We'll still talk. We talked plenty of college football today, but we've got to turn our attention to Terry McLaurin as well as he signs with the Washington Commanders, ending the hold-in just in time. First practice of game week coming up. Terry McLaurin will be out there as the team gets ready to take on the New York Giants. We'll digest all of this. We'll tell you what it means. We'll send you off. I'm sure Rich Eisen will have thoughts from a national perspective at noon as well. So we'll put the Hokie talk on pause. We'll put the Who's Talking on pause. They'll be around at 6 o'clock. Don't worry about that. Grant and Danny up in D.C. 3 to 6 tonight. You know they're going to have thoughts about this. I think it's all water under the bridge. I think fans will be right back. I don't think they will hold this against Terry at all because he didn't miss any time. Just missed some practice games. Now he's back in action. Plenty more for you as we digest this breaking news. Terry McLaurin, 3-year deal, $96 million with the Washington Commanders. Of course, waiting on the structure of that, how much of that money he'll end up seeing. Too early to score a win or a loss, but we'll keep the scoreboard up and running here. We'll break it down for you as we get the information. Back after this, you're listening to the most Commanders talk in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Final minute, sneaking in at the buzzer. We got ourselves a deal just in time to get it done. For MP on the mic, thank you, Terry, for making sure we finish this show strong. We got breaking news. Got a Terry McLaurin deal, 3 years, $96 million. The reports are going to trickle out over the next little while. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, reporting that Terry has a $30 million guarantee in this deal. So we'll tease that out right now, what that means. This is a contract extension. This does not replace the contract Terry has for this year. So he plays this year on the current deal. This deal kicks in the start of the 2026 season. When it does, he's guaranteed $30 million. That's 1 year. So Terry's guaranteed next year, his age 31 season with the Washington Commanders, and then there are no more further guarantees from the team. He could earn up to $90 million by playing out the contract. They can also most likely part ways with him at the end of next year if they choose to, which gives everybody the flexibility to do what's right for them. Now, this thing turned a little contentious when Terry gave his Eastern Motors press conference, right, as you remember, where he said he didn't feel respected by the team. They get to a number that's agreeable to both sides, but also a structure that's going to allow the team to not pay Terry the money if they ultimately decide not to pay Terry the money. Now, I think all those bad feelings are going to go out the window in a hurry. You've seen Terry and Jaden together laughing, joking around. You've seen the fans chant for Terry at training camp. I don't think anybody's going to hold this against him. He didn't miss any time. He didn't miss any game week practices. He missed the preseason, and they did just fine without him. That first team offense scored a touchdown, and it's one drive. I don't think there's going to be lingering resentment. I don't think there's going to be, I'll never look at Terry the same way again. He's going to keep being Terry, showing up in the community, doing his thing. I do think from Terry's perspective, it's certainly an eye-opener. And for the team, for the Commanders, it's an eye-opener to how things are going to work around here. This is not the old regime. This is not Jerry Jones giving out big money contracts. Terry gets lower guarantees in the end than Cortland Sutton did. The big number's big, but if he doesn't make it, he doesn't make it. Half of the DK Metcalf guarantee. And, we'll wait. We'll wait for the contract to issue the final scorecard here. But it sure looks like Terry McLaurin is going to settle for a lot less than he and his agent would have wanted at the beginning of this process. Lower guarantees than Cortland Sutton, lower guarantees than DK Metcalf, both of whom, were the two comparables that signed this season. But of course, the main bottom line for Commanders fans, Terry McLaurin in a Commanders uniform out of practice tomorrow after they turn in the final card, cut day. It's cut day tomorrow, 4 p.m., have to turn in the 53-man roster. They'll go out and practice at that time. It will be the first practice behind closed doors. Training camp's over. They'll be getting ready for the New York Giants opening week, 1 o'clock. We're 2 weeks away. You'll hear it on the Fan, your home of the Commanders, and Terry McLaurin will be in uniform, which would give everybody a sigh of relief because you got two of those first three games. You got the Giants and Raiders are two that we're all putting in the win column, especially if this is going to be a playoff team this year. You're listening to MP on the mic on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, and broadcasting the good news worldwide on the free Odyssey app that Terry McLaurin has re-signed with the Washington Commanders. The business side is over. It's time to get to work, and the perfect timing on the deal, just as they are one day away from starting practice for the season. What does it mean for the room? What does it mean for cut day? I think they were always planning all along on having Terry, that this holdout wasn't going to be a full season holdout. Terry can't afford that at age 30. The team needed him, of course, because this is a big season. Everybody understands, this could be the last year with Cliff Kingsbury. My guy's drawing up winners in a preseason game. He's drawing up touchdowns in his one drive in the preseason. That's not even the good stuff, folks. That's the preseason stuff. If he succeeds this year, there's a chance he bounces town. Cranks up the urgency on this season for Jaden Daniels, for Terry McLaurin. Good for the team, Josh Harris, the fan base, to have one of the guys they love the most, and certainly one of the guys they need representing the team and the city the most, in uniform, happy, smiling, back in action. So we'll tell you what we know so far as we do breaking news here on The Fan. Terry McLaurin has signed a three-year extension, so this will kick in after this year. It's a three-year deal for $96 million. That's $32 million a year. That's the number Terry wanted. However, we have not seen the structure of how it's structured in terms of what he gets. We also have this Tom Pelissero report now, confirmed by Nikki Javala, that it is a $30 million signing bonus, significantly less than other comparable wide receivers received on the open market this season. And that's that has to be construed as a win for the team. So you've got the big number favoring Terry, the details right now favoring the team, and the team had a lot of leverage here because Terry McLaurin, as you know, didn't have a lot of options. He was under contract for this season. His option was to continue to not play football, to hold out. He'll get the top line number. He'll be able to win the press conference, but he will have to back it up with production for each of the next 3 years. And this contract does take him. That final year is into that Jaden Daniels extension window now, where obviously the team is going to have to be very careful with money, as we've talked about. We expect Jaden Daniels to become the first $70 million quarterback in football if he doesn't get to that point or somebody else doesn't beat him to that point. He's going to get a name his price contract. Everything's going to be careful. I think the odds of Terry seeing the full contract, probably minimal at this point. But for the 2025 season, everybody's happy. Thanks to AWOT for going on vacation this week so we could get this thing across the finish line. Rich Eisen will be up next. I know Rich will have some thoughts about it as well. And this will be the story today nationally in the NFL as we wait for the big cuts to come on cut day tomorrow. Terry McLaurin will get his day in the spotlight, and certainly a well-deserved contract. And with the acrimony aside, it's a good thing it got done. Everybody will forgive and forget. I don't think this will stain or tarnish Terry's legacy in any way. I think the fans will embrace him right back. I know Jaden Daniels will embrace him right back. And I know Cliff Kingsbury will as the offensive coordinator as well. Grant and Danny on the air tonight from 3 to 6. They will have all the Terry talk you need on your home for the most Commanders coverage in Richmond. Grant and Danny, 3 to 6 tonight. Then we'll hand it over to Who's Talking. We'll get to that college football that I promised you that we weren't quite able to deliver on in this final hour. Of course, we've got Flying Squirrels baseball back tomorrow night as well. Squirrels win to wrap up the weekend series. Not where they need to be. It's not looking great for the playoffs right now, but they're back in action tomorrow. And you've only got 12 more chances to see them play baseball at the Diamond. Should be a fun week of baseball out there. We'll get you ready for all of it. We'll have more Terry analysis as the numbers continue to come out. But right now, we'll kick it over to the Rich Eisen Show. Grant and Danny, drive you home. Who's talking tonight? The breaking news today out of Ashburn, Terry McLaurin, new contract, 3-year deal for $96 million, a reported $30 million signing bonus, well below what his peers got. But the important thing for Commanders fans, he's back on the field week one against the New York Giants, and week two on the short week in Lambeau Field. We'll be there for both games. We'll make sure you're front row, hearing from the players, hearing from the coaches, getting excited for another great season. The Commanders football taking off. We're back tomorrow. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.